Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. This is Big Facts, and we got a special guest today. He goes by the name of Funny Marco, and baby, the Big Facts.
What is today, like opposite day?
Which one's our camera, though?
You said he was funny.
Which camera
are
we looking at?
What's going on?
Okay.
Wherever you want to look,
man. You can look at that. I know. Ain't shit on there.
You ain't got no questions for me. That's when you know you ain't important.
I'm going to Marco. What's up?
What's up, bro? How you doing? You good?
Doing good.
What's
doing
up, great? Big Daddy?
Doing good, little mama.
The Flexion King.
Yeah. Me too.
How did this all start for you two? Y'all got the same birthday too, right?
Same exact birthday.
June 19th.
Wow. Gemini take over.
You know what they say about them June Geminis?
What they say?
Geminis are dope though. I really feel like they are. They. It ain't one that let me down. What about you?
No. Kanye.
Yeah. So how did it all start for you, bro? How did it all start?
You know, coming up being a nigga in Kansas.
What did you,
oh,
Kansas
wow.
City.
Yeah. You can't say that. See, look. Let her know in the chat.
They're going to
be in the
Kansas. And then where Dorothy
is
from?
All right. So what's up with Kansas City?
What did you go from Marco to Funny Marco?
I actually got the name in the gas station. It was a dude who was just like, Funny Marco. So because I go, my real name, Marco.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you Funny Marco. What happened? She said that. I didn't know what happened. Wait, bro, black person. No, shit, but when somebody just called me that, and then I just
I went by it naturally. So it's funny on Instagram. Y'all can check it too. Y'all can look at all the names y'all had on Instagram. I don't know if y'all didn't change it a lot, but it'll tell you all the names that you didn't change it from. Like, hey, y'all didn't have the same Instagram name since y'all started it?
I have,
yeah.
So I mean, they dropped the one off when I got verified, but for the most part. My nigga.
Plug right here.
About to get on my knees.
So what was the name before Funny?
No, it was just Marco though. So I didn't think calling myself anything. It was just Marco. I was just doing funny videos and reactions. So it was like not going by no name at all. So it was just.
Didn't you start with the first 48 Kansas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was just doing random. I remember I was watching just a lot of people, mm-hmm. and then I was just like. Doing random shit for no reason. So I didn't know the end goal. Like, I didn't have no end goal. I was doing what I wanted to do, so I felt good doing it. And that's when I realized, like, when I came to Atlanta, it showed me that you can make money from it. So that's where it changed when I got to Atlanta.
How long you been on?
4 years. And it was a random dude. He was from Atlanta. He just hit me up. He was like, you got a manager? I'm like, nope. He's like, you want to come to Atlanta? I'm like, yep. And I just came out here with him. I didn't know him either.
So you've only been here 4 years, so four years, so...
He's a transplant.
I was trying to figure out if you were a refugee, and Scream what's said that you were more so of a transplant, like a nigga that just blew with the wind here.
Mm. Yeah, I can say I manifest. I was trying to move somewhere because I know I had to leave Kansas City, so I was trying to go to St. Louis.
Why you had to leave? Some niggas was chasing you?
Nah, I just wanted to leave because I feel like. And Kansas City is not really much going on. So, and I was like, just to get to the next step, you got to move somewhere. So I was going to try to go to St. Louis. And then I was pushing to go to San Francisco. My cousin, she said I'd come over there. And then she set me up. And I was I was like, I'm about to move. I'm over here flexing on everybody. I'm about to go to San Francisco. I'm through with Kansas City. So it was like on the 15th, I remember one day, and she stopped answering her phone. So I was like, damn. So it was crazy because I was trying to move. And then Thanksgiving, I think 2018, Rihanna had followed me. And then this random dude hit me up. He was like, you know, Rihanna followed you? I'm like, hell no. Nah. I didn't know she followed me. And he was like, you ain't got no manager. I'm like, nah. He was like, well, come out here. Let's work. And then I just came out here and I was telling him and his girlfriend.
That's still your manager now?
Nah, we cool. He was like, nah, man. He was just the nigga that wanted to work. He just used that word.
Gotcha.
But he really showed me like a lot of shit. So
yeah. So your pranks be... Them pranks be 100% real?
Like, yeah, it's real. And then I got something that's I done just to get somebody seen. If you know how to act and you got a business, it's only right to do it. And if it make you laugh, you know, because you'll watch a scary movie and get scared.
Right.
If it's entertaining. So as long as it's entertaining, it makes sense.
Okay.
So basically, you co-create with other creators.
It wouldn't be a creator. That's like you. If I seen you, I'll do something with you because...
You've already done something with me.
Right. But I'm just saying, outside of that.
And I wasn't impressed.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, what's so? Yeah, a nigga ever really got mad about the prank?
That's like, all the way mad. That's what I wanted to know.
Just somebody had a gun on him. I didn't know he had a gun on him, but he's an old school head. And I just backed up and I left. I stopped doing everything.
Oh, he pulled a gun on you?
He was going for it, but thank God he was older. He probably would have hit it.
You said a young nigga would have.
That was an MLK too. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know they got the gun with right here. So it's ones where they got the holsters inside with the jacket. Those was right here. Them are dangerous up here. So, yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though, right? Y'all know the vest?
What do you do, though?
I'm saying he was going for it.
Oh, so soon y'all see them and get mad, y'all. It's a prank.
I didn't say none of that. I was gone, no. You can't know.
I'm talking about like when niggas get mad.
Because that's going to make them matter. I never let nobody know I'm recording them because that's going to make them matter. Like now you try to put me on camera and embarrass me.
So you don't have to get a release?
No, ain't no release. Yeah.
My bad. Big daddy, I'm sorry.
Release.
They just stealing guns.
No, I'm not stealing. Is this what the show about?
That's it, like shit.
You know, we're just trying to get to the facts. Didn't say it's not a fact. You know what I mean?
They already getting filmed because they at Walmart. They already were filming people, so that shit was already rolling. So.
What about the hot chip?
They know that too.
What about that Santa Claus shit?
I wouldn't do that.
With the African people.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't eat that hot chip. That shit was nasty.
You eat the hot chips, man.
For $1,000? It ain't worth it.
I'm a hustler. I would.
What really is a hustler? Doing something stupid is hustling?
You know, somebody would do something chances.
Or steal, you could say that's hustling. I'm just asking you right now. That was just a question.
No, because stealing is wrong.
Right, so if you rob
eating
a bank.
Eating a chip that's hot is not wrong.
So if you rob a bank, is that hustling?
If you rob a bank and you need the money to feed your family, then that's a decision that you
but
have
that
to
hustling?
Live with and make within yourself.
That but is it hustling?
Robbing can be your hustle, but I don't feel like it's hustling. It I know that sense. Might not make sense. Yeah.
Is robbing hustling?
Wait, that was episode yeah.
So
5 of Big Fat.
Niggas out here going to say, is that hustling?
First, we have to say, what is hustling?
And what is robbing?
Well, robbing is taking.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, robbing is that you know that it's going on. And stealing it, and that means that I'm trying to help you find your shit knowing I got it.
I was actually right. Engaged with Scream.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Okay. I was engaged with Scream.
Okay. Robbing is forcefully taken. Yeah.
Robbing ain't forcefully taken.
What?
Robbing doesn't have to be forcefully.
Robbing is forcefully. Stealing is just... You could just... If you turn your back and I take your shit, that's stealing. I stole from you. But if I put something on you and say, give it to me, that's robbing. Look it up.
No, Robin doesn't
look it up.
Actually have to.
I think it's forcefully.
Robin doesn't actually have to involve
against
force.
Against will.
The new technology no, could say. No,
well, I might be wrong.
Nah, nigga, rob your
right
ass
wrong.
In business.
Right or wrong.
With a motherfucker.
Right
but that's
stealing.
Right?
And with no type of emotion or nothing.
That
like,
is correct.
Okay, so with yeah.
With a pencil
and
Robin, that means that you didn't read the contract. That's not, they didn't rob you. They didn't rob you. No, because he said that they can do it in paper.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could do like
if you didn't read
some wire fraud shit.
If you got a store, let's just say you got a gas station and fucking you leave me to run the gas station because you don't feel like running it or you don't have time or whatever. And every day I'm pinching off the register. I'm robbing you blind.
No, you're still
I'm robbing you blind.
You don't say go steal the bank. You say go rob the bank. You don't say go steal the bank.
You can steal from the bank. Rob doesn't have to involve force.
You stealing, you got me.
You don't have to invoice force with Rob.
Invoice force?
Armed robbery.
Armed robbery is force.
Okay.
Strong armed robbery is force. But robbery by itself does not necessarily.
So you break somebody's car, take all their shit, what is that?
That's theft.
You rob their car?
That's theft.
Okay, so now we're dealing with theft, stealing, and robbery?
Grand theft. Auto.
Breaking a nigga car, you got them breaking an in. They gonna charge you.
Hell yeah.
So what do you call somebody that like okay, like Debo, somebody that you intimidated of? They just take shit from you, you scared of them. Is that
yeah, Rob.
But if they say give it to me, but if you scared of them, you don't necessarily have to give it up to them if they just using their voice.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Still in the same family with
so Debo, what was he?
A robber.
An extorter.
He was a robber.
He didn't have a gun.
Yeah.
They weren't licensed though. They weren't licensed.
Nah, Debo had that big ass knife too.
He didn't have no knife.
Yes, he did.
I gotta pull that clip up.
Yeah, but Debo had the nigga the knife and then hold it. He said, "Yeah, you talking about
man?"
He said, "David, back." He got his ass whooped. Am I tripping? Huh? Am I tripping?
We gonna
fact check. I remember that scene, but he never used it though.
No, they know he had it. If I walk up on you right now, you know I keep a knife.
You didn't have to.
I say get up. That means I'm gonna pull it.
No, because that don't necessarily mean you're gonna use it though. This could be for decoration over here. It's decoration.
His reputation proceeding.
He
did
have a knife.
He did.
He had a knife for sure. No, I remember
wow.
That.
Yeah. So he could have went to jail.
If he would have got caught.
What am I going to tell on Debo?
I mean, thank you.
This is where we just clear everything out. I got one on the way.
You don't have no other kid?
I got one more and one on the way.
Yeah, you got about the other?
Now, she already here. So the one on the way, I'm trying to make sure that it's actually mine first, though, too.
So you got one in a possible?
Probably. I'm going to wait till it called me daddy. So, till the end. It's her decision to let me know what's going on. So.
Yeah.
You gonna ask me that?
Yeah. 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 The Chiefs are going crazy right now.
So is
there a
Mrs. Funny? Like, huh? What's going on?
No.
Mrs. Marco?
No, I feel like I don't know, like when it comes to women and you are in entertainment, like business in the comedy world, it's hard to kind of get the right girl because they like what you do, and then when you get with them, the shit ain't funny no more.
Yeah. So you think you could be with you could fuck with a chick with no sense of humor? You think that would work?
I did it.
You did?
I talked to somebody, and she was doing videos on like how niggas ain't shit. So she was mad a lot, and then we got together. So people was like, "How the fuck y'all get together?" And it was different.
Opposites.
She was from Chicago too, so she was really like really on that shit. And then I'm trying to be the peacemaker, and she's like, "Shut the fuck up! Like this was gonna happen."
Damn. Yeah.
So how you gonna leave your other self?
I be sleep.
Then when you vote and be your other self, what you doing?
Thinking a lot.
I'm saying like when you transform fighting Marco to the other Marco, what you mean?
The other side is just motivating. Try to tell, let people know it's a lot more that they can be doing. Talking to people, just kind of letting them know to chase their dreams. That's the other side.
You want to like get your finger out of your hand?
No, I'll start. This is me thinking because he asking me good ass questions.
What you do when you're sick?
You're not six.
Like you upset. How would a person know you upset? You know how when you're a comedian, people probably feel like don't take nothing serious.
Mm-hmm.
So how would they know you was upset if you was upset?
Not talking. I ain't good with cussing facts. Shit. Yeah, I ain't good to be talking like bitch ass. I don't sound right. That ain't my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I call somebody bitch ass nigga, they ain't gonna take me serious. So I be quiet more. I don't talk a lot. So that's when I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Now you've done it.
Yeah, I knew it.
Hey, you sat down with a lot of people on your platform, and you ever had like the uncomfortable moment having an interview? Like,
now to be honest, when I did Boosie,
I was just gonna ask you that. Mm-hmm.
I was holding back. I was like, damn, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to ask. And then I thought a funny moment because nobody never asked him. I was gonna ask him what he got to say about the crust on his lips or some shit. Like on the side, I just wanted to, because nobody never asked him. I was like, this is my chance to ask that. But I looked at him in his eyes, and I ain't gonna ask that shit. I wanna, because nobody never asked. I like, gonna be the first to ask. So I was actually done with the video when we was done interviewing. He was like, this all we got? Like, this it? I know we ain't done. I'm like, oh, fuck it. He want a challenge. So then that's when I really turned up, like, start being like going at him and start asking about the IG shit. So I was being careful with him, but I was like, you gotta watch what you say. But I don't want this shit to go left.
So where the snakes and the monkey shit, was that pre-planned? Or
I knew I was gonna do it, but they said let's do it. But when I sit down with him, I was like, fuck, I'm not doing that with him. But when he said this all we got, I'm like, oh fuck, yeah, we got more for you. So then that's when I started telling him, okay, let's bring it out. But I wasn't gonna bring it out on him. So
who's your favorite?
I say Lil Duval was dope. And it's just that's a nigga that just don't give a fuck. And I didn't want to do him at first. So I was like, he too good. Like he gonna go back and forth. And me sitting down with Lil Duval, he gonna it was gonna be like, oh fuck.
Looking in the mirror.
Yeah. Like, I can't. And then I said I can't handle a conversation with Duval. But it did good though.
Sukihana was interesting too.
Yeah, Sukihana. She don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
she don't. What she said about the slaves?
Everything. Orlando Brown was really dope too. He shook the world.
What's your GOAT level? Sit down. Like, who the person? Man, this is the one. Like the one you want to do. The dream conversation.
If anything, I know Kanye to get some answers from him.
Like, what's one thing that you would ask him if you had him sitting down?
Say it right now. I wouldn't say that. But just to sit down and just kind of pick his brain to get why he do what he do. But I think it won't go nowhere.
You think
because he's another Gemini?
You think it wouldn't go? He'll answer. You know he'll answer.
But like, gonna be the answer. Yeah, it's not gonna be what people.
Oh well, of course not. You're not gonna just get a straight answer from a Gemini. That's not.
It's possible.
Any Gemini. You feel like that?
No, I feel like you're going to get the answer.
No, I'm saying you said you don't give straight answers from Gemini.
No, I give them straight answers, straight up.
There'll be more to it, though. It's just
gonna, it might be a straight answer, but y'all just don't want to take it.
Thank you.
It's always a but with it.
Hey, have you ever thought about doing stand-up, though?
Yeah, I'm working on it right now. So, Desi Banks really inspired me a lot to do it. So, a lot of my team and a lot of people tell me to get out there, but I actually went on a road with him. And seeing him, like, he great at what he do. Like, you know, I watch a lot of people. Just to be able to be doing skits and, like, you a whole different person on stage. And actually seeing that is, like, dope. And Young DC Fly. And just watching them, like, yeah, shit can really happen. What the name? I always say that.
Yeah. Nah, they say you ain't solidified unless you become a stand-up.
Yeah.
As a comedian.
Yeah.
You never done none at all?
I did. I did one time, and then I heard the crowd not saying shit. I was like, I ain't doing that. So that shit got me. I was like, damn.
You got on stage and shit, so like a deal hit. Like,
man, that shit, yeah, that shit is, that stage is different. That stage is different, but you got to really just be yourself up there. But when you see all those people, just imagine them, like, you know what I'm saying? Just the same niggas that see you on the internet. They just want to see you be you. That's what I had to realize. But when I just think about the crowd, like, damn, like, I want to see everybody laughing. That shit ain't gonna happen. Like,
you good at roasting?
Nah, I got slick shit to say, but roasting? Nah, I ain't really good at roasting.
That's how them niggas say they self on comedy niggas.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You gotta pick niggas out of the crowd and just start roasting.
The hacklers. Yeah, stand up. It's another job. And you gotta put some years into it. They said they need else's. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat. How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Have you ever been heckled, like, out in public?
Yeah.
How did you handle it?
Well, just good energy. I let them have it. I'm like, it's your time to shine. I just always say that to them.
So you back down?
I won't say back down. I just let them have it. Like, certain people come up with the camera, like, how you feel if niggas came up, run up on you? I was like, you got it. Like, and I was like, let's do it. Make me laugh. Keep doing, like, doing it. And they're like, oh, no, I'm just fucking with you. So it's really that shit just reversing on them. Because if you go with it with them, then it's like, I ain't gonna be your show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Who's your GOAT, like, when it comes to comedy? Who's
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
Rest.
Yeah.
I watched the Kings of Comedy last night. That nigga.
Dave Chappelle's a good one too. He can smoke a whole pack of cigarettes and talk to you. He don't cough one time. So he's dope.
Yeah, Chappelle my dope.
You like that shit change when she, you know, sign you.
My daughter. Hers. And my mama, she didn't really do shit for us, so that's cool. She cool with $300. Her shit changed quick. Her shit is in her rent like 200, so it's cool. So the other 100, she was by Newport, so just chill.
Yeah. You know that moment you knew, like, I got
something. But it was a funny story where the first promo that I got was $10,000. It was like, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it was with the money. He said the money first. I'm like, damn, let's do it. And he said, but it's with a race trainer. I'm like, I can't do shit with that. Like, I'm definitely not happy. He said, whatever you do, make it funny. You already accepted the money. So I'm in my head. This was, I went to Louisiana and I got this race trainer. I'm like, what the fuck can I do with this race trainer? And I'm like, damn, I do need the money too. That's a lot of money. I was like, one thing I'll do, I'm not wearing it. He was like, you don't have to wear it. Just promote it in your way, but it got to be funny. And I was going around Walmart just like, damn, what can I do with it? And it was going like, I didn't know what to do with the shit. So then I finally walked up to somebody and I asked them, did they have any more of these? And she was like, I don't work here. I'm like, damn, that's something. I'm like, I'm going to ask people if they have this stock. And then I'm going to force it on them. Like, go back there and get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that went good.
So I did the whole video. And then I sent it to the lady. She was like, that's not what I like. I'm like, this is the best shit right here. Like this is a good video. She was like, that's not what I want. Like, I want it this way, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, damn. So I was stuck in a moment. Like, I knew this was it. Not that I didn't want to do it, but I knew this video was, like, going to help her out. And then eventually, I just released it anyway. I was like, I'm going to do another one, but I'm going to just put that out for me, my content. And then it went crazy. It went on TV and everything. And that's when she came back, like, oh, like, can you add? Because I didn't add the tag or nothing, you know, because it wasn't, like, a deal. So she's like, add my thing on there. I appreciate it. And, like, I love it, like, because she got good feedback. So that was a moment that really, like, knew that I had something and I knew I could get paid for what I do. And then she was. I just had to figure it out. I had to figure it out to try to make that bitch go. So, yeah.
So where did you come up with the whole it's a mindset thing slogan?
I was fucking with somebody and I told him, he was like, why you fucking with me? I'm like, it's a mindset. You don't have to be entertaining me. You can walk away. Your mindset is stuck on what I'm talking about. And then I was like, damn, it's really a mindset thing for somebody to entertain stupidity. Because we had a whole conversation about who puts you better. It was the song, Young Miami and him. So we just talking about arguing about, yeah, pussy.
Who?
It was an OG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a hood is that? That is dope. You bring
it up? I got to get some more stuff. I know you wear a hoodie. Nah, I just thought you don't fuck with them like that. So I know now everybody wear hoodies.
You didn't think a nigga fuck with hoodies?
Yeah, I'm straight on the hoodies. You want the best?
Just straight on hoodies.
I want the best.
If you want to do a comedy, what you think you'll be doing?
I was scamming my way to get jobs. That was the way I was doing. Because I used to fill out job applications. Niggas didn't call me back because I knew I used to fuck up on applications. And what I do is I fill out an application and I call and I'll be like, I only got my voicemail set up. I was like, somebody called me, but I don't know who. And then they're like, oh, what's your name? And they look me up and they're like, oh, we're just coming for an interview. So that's how I got most of my jobs. I used to lie and say they called me multiple times and I don't know who did it. So
like,
I would have had
some
a job.
Shit that you used to do, like for your job before comedy?
Construction. I worked at Walmart.
When you were doing construction, what did you do?
Water. I was down there fixing the water breaks. Like in the streets when we were there overnight, I was doing that. They didn't want me there.
What you
doing? I was changing the pipe. They didn't want me there. Being funny keep you a lot of niggas' jobs. Because if I wasn't funny, that would have been fired. So my personality kept me like a job. Like the nigga funny, but he ain't shit. Yeah. So that's like, that kept me some good jobs.
You ever tried your hand at rapping?
No.
Making music?
No,
never?
My voice ain't for rapping.
You never made like one song?
I did. You did? My voice ain't for rapping.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. He was like, this ain't it?
Nah, it ain't. Certain niggas, you got to have a voice to do that.
You do anything for your community, can you see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll keep my grandma's grass cut and shit. I pay her a lot.
And, not your family. People you
no,
don't
I'm saying
know.
Because she got a neighborhood. If she don't get it cut, then she get that's fucking up the community. So I gotta keep our yard cut. So I make sure that shit is paid for.
So you from Atlanta now? Or you from Kansas
City? I'm from Kansas City, but Atlanta is love. That's my home.
So fuck.
Why would you say that?
I'm asking this. That's how you feel.
No, why would you say that? Everything?
That's how you feel.
Where the show going? They gonna put it out?
Hell yeah.
I'm not saying that. No. What is going on right here?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Do you miss?
Nah, I feel like I can do more for it once I get to where I want to be at, but it ain't.
Yes or no, really? You miss Kansas City?
Nah, it's not nothing to miss.
So fuck Kansas.
No, I'm not
basically,
saying
that's
that.
What he's saying.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it's not much that I did down there. It's a lot to do down here. You know?
So let me ask you this, because this is like what I've always wanted to know. Do they have like an actual monument or like a statue of Dorothy there in
no,
her shoes?
So, okay. All right. So back to what you said. It's not for Kansas City, but right, I feel like some people like even a lot of people that I know came down here
from Kansas.
Relax. All right. So a lot of people just moved from a different state and they realized like it's a lot of love and support now here. So, and you just can't forget where you come from because that's what will make you. You feel me? So that's that. So you can't say fuck Casey.
How you feel? I ain't saying what you
can say. Nah, it's not that because they never did nothing to me.
It's a safe place here, though.
Yeah, but it was, but it wasn't nothing for them to do for me though. Until now,
you can't get love.
Now, I got love from a couple people, like you know, four of my friends,
but not enough to help you make it. There's not enough love.
And then people don't determine it. Like people don't make you. You got to make it.
So
like,
why the fuck did you move if that's the case?
Because I just feel like I had to get out. You know?
What about your childhood friend? You can tell
me. I'm cool with one of them. The other three in jail.
Mm. You only had three friends growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Was that like an internal problem or?
Mm. Nah, we just, we could relate. We was all in a special class.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are all your friends black?
Mm-hmm. I so got one
only
white
like
friend.
Three black of y'all?
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Funny
morning, y'all. Funny. Yeah. Where's yours at? Huh? Where's your next question?
I'm just asking. Like,
y'all go back and forth.
Really, bro? You just don't want to say fuck.
Yeah. I never said.
That's how you feel.
See what I'm saying?
Why you ain't went back?
See what I'm saying about the Gemini answers?
Why you ain't went back and got a funny Marco day and all that?
Yeah, because like, they giving out that.
Listen. Look, Tech Nine from Kansas City. He ain't even got one.
You done said fuck cancer. You done said fuck him too. Fucked up, man.
Eddie Griffin too. He from there too.
He's super fucked. You
know? Oh my goodness. Shout out to Kansas City.
I wonder if Nelly got a Nelly day in St. Louis.
Probably.
He definitely does.
He do? You with? Get your ass out of here. What day you got down here? Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta. I'm from the West Side.
And what day you got?
I don't have a day yet.
Oh, okay. And what you got?
I'm saying it's so
no, easy. I'm just asking.
It's so easy to get a day.
I'm just asking.
Everybody down here in Atlanta got it too many niggas.
All right. So what day you got? So I can come to yours.
That's all I'm saying, like a group of people, though.
All
right. That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But it's,
I'm talking about this for you, like your face.
Bruh. It's too many people to give one to. It's a gave one to baby, you know?
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying today ain't shit going on. Why you ain't got today? I'm saying shit going on today. Why you ain't got today? Ain't that much going on.
They gotta, you know what's crazy?
What I'm
saying, Kansas City got
my brother said, which interview you gonna give a funny Marco? I can't be here. They even got to get on some shit. So look, all right, so we're gonna be assholes. I got y'all.
Let's get it.
So you don't have a day. I get it. So you don't have a day. You don't have a day. So we fine. We get it. I'm here with y'all. Came to y'all shit. I can't celebrate with y'all. Well,
you're right, but I get it.
If y'all come to Kansas City,
y'all ain't got but two people. That's
fine. I get it, and they ain't giving niggas
days. You just said they only had three niggas.
Exactly, but relax. They not passing them bitches out. Okay,
you're so not even applying for it. Though.
I haven't. Like,
but you're not even on the radar.
All right, calm down. Look, all right, Patrick Mahomes got his day, then he came down, he started doing shit for him. So, like I said, if you fuck
you
with
said
me,
who got a day?
Patrick Mahomes. That's a quarterback. Yeah.
Chief. Oh, yeah.
They got a great football team.
He be running around.
He's from here?
Huh?
He is not from here.
He do humanitarian work, though. See, he done said, fuck him.
You talking about a nigga that ain't even from there that got a day.
No, he run around.
Trying to help your case. How did that work?
They did get that man to have $1 billion.
Yeah, he did.
He deserved a day.
I mean, he run around Kansas City.
He gave $1 billion?
$500 million.
Yeah, he did.
Plus, he won him a Super Bowl. So,
he gets so and
so he, money makes the nigga deserve it.
He didn't
day?
Say that. He said money, and he won them a Super Bowl.
Hold on. And he runs around Kansas City, something you might
so
not
you
know about.
You asked him for a nigga that's not from there. They got a day before you.
Now, I was letting you know he got one. He mixed too, so it's really kind of like it's not like a black town. I'm just saying it's not a dark skinned nigga town. You feel me? That's not what it is.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel.
That's just what it is. But my people,
so
they
fuck that town.
Not that. I wouldn't say that.
I'm saying if it's not dark skinned nigga town, you're dark skinned nigga.
And you're from
you
that
don't
town.
Advocate. All you do is get your grandma.
Yeah.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going back.
I'll be going back from time to time.
To do
West Cap.
I'll be going back to you know give back to my community.
What,
nah, I pass out ice cream.
What kind?
Nah, I just, you know, the popsicle kind. Can't do too much, you know, nowadays. You know, don't want them to think nothing crazy. So, I really would want to. I am gonna build a community center down there. So that's my goal, to do shit for the kids.
When you gonna get started on it?
When I find a group of people, you want to come work? Doubt it, but just ask.
What inspired you? Besides your baby girl.
What inspired me? I feel like life, when you can get up and actually do something. Waking up in the morning is the most important thing ever. Yeah. And it's free.
Mm.
So that's inspired me. Don't say nothing stupid because I was serious. But yeah, getting up in the morning, that's really the main thing. Steve Harvey, too. I fuck with Steve Harvey.
Oh, wow, well, me too.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, you kind of big fan.
And if y'all listen to him, he talk about the same shit, so I know it's real.
Yeah.
So Steve Harvey, yeah.
Shit.
Nah, he really do. He really. Yeah, Steve Harvey's a big guy to listen to in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in a space in your life where you wasn't grateful? Feel like you weren't grateful enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before you took off?
Yeah. I was cheating on her and shit.
What?
Yeah. I wasn't grateful, but like that was the only time. Like, she was a good ass girl.
Oh, you talking about
a girl? I'm good now because I already did what she already know who I am. Like, once a person figure out you ain't shit, don't go back because they already know what you up to. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Damn.
That's why you single, huh?
Okay. For the most part, yeah. Can't fuck around with the fuck around.
No, you can't.
Hell nah.
But it's always a good time to be you, a new you, you know? Get rid of a lot of shit, gold and shit, and just go white. You feel me?
Go white.
Yeah. We're not talking about women.
So if somebody was explaining you, if somebody from Kansas City was explaining Marco from Kansas City, what would they say?
Stay out the way. Stay focused.
Doesn't have a
dad. I want a street nigga.
Don't fuck with us.
At all.
I want a street nigga. I want
again,
a street
doesn't
nigga.
Have a day.
I tried to sell weed for one time. It didn't go right. So
what happened? You got robbed?
Nah, I got on the phone to ask how much you sell the A for. He thought I was talking to the police and left. So as you know, it's instructions to sell weed.
So you asked your customer how much?
No, I got on the phone. I turned around. He asked for how much of the eight, and I didn't know. I turned around to make a call to ask how much the eight. How much did I sell it for? And he thought I was on some other shit and left. So that was my first customer. He left. So that didn't go right. So.
That's probably another factor that contributed to you not getting your day.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, one thing I can't say, like, been from Kansas City, I think this all over around the world. Like, if your daddy was, like, a certified street nigga, they want to put that on the kids. Like, my daddy was wanting to know. I'm like, I'm not that nigga. Like, I can't do what he did. So I feel like people try to put that pressure on you to live that legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to be you, you know? So I'm a funny nigga. My daddy was known for a lot of street shit and just like, nigga, where that shit at? And I'm like, that's not me, you know?
Mm. So
that's one thing I would say, is really just build your own path and be comfortable with yourself. Cause like, you know, that'll put pressure on you to feel like, damn, I got to be like him. And that's what sports, famous or anything, like, LeBron James, just imagine how much pressure is on him because his daddy was who he is and he played ball. No matter, he might not be a star like him, but he's still doing what he want to do. So,
why you got your hand in your pocket?
I'm just keeping, make sure nothing come out of it on this side. That's it.
What's
the one thing in life like you just can't stand and just piss you off?
Somebody that just asks pointless questions, you know? I ain't gonna say no names.
Hmm.
What's the most misunderstood thing you think people misunderstand you for life?
Say it over again. Huh? Say that over again.
What the fuck?
I feel like over caring. Like, I think it's a
different.
I told you that's why my hands in my pocket. You don't know what's gonna happen.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, but I feel like just thinking for other people. I feel like it's the wrong way. Like, I be thinking for other people, yeah. And they take it the wrong way. And it's just like, damn, this is how I meant it, but this is how they see it, though. I be caring. I feel like, is that a Gemini thing where we just actually think for them? Like, you know, and how they move and how they should go about certain shit.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Just slap them with your brain.
Nah, so I feel like that's the most, nah, it's fine.
All right.
Yeah, that's all she got. So.
You said like trying to see people what you want to see them for.
Yeah, that. Yeah, just want to see them win. I feel like want to see people win can make you upset when you want to see them win and you're not doing it this right way. So I feel like that's one thing that, you know, like that hurts a nerve. Like, damn, like only if you did it this way.
But when do you let that go?
Yeah, you just got to walk away from it. You would never let it go. Okay. You would never let it go because it's a gift and a curse to think like that, even for like females and even girls you talk to, you know? I mean, one thing, y'all can help me with this. My problem was dealing with females that ain't got shit going on, but I could see something that they could be having going on. And I try to install them, like, damn, you could be this type of person. You get what I'm saying? But, yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
But at the end of the day, but the thing is, like, and I look at it like, damn, I wasn't shit before, but I changed, so I know you can change. So, but then again, you don't have to do that because there's other girls that are shit. You can go fuck with them.
So you want a nigga
that boy Simpson Sam.
Yeah.
You want a nigga that'll get a prostitute and be asking, why you
doing
this?
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Why you doing this?
The prostitute, she already know what she want to do.
You don't deserve this.
Nah, this is not a hustle and flow situation. So that's what I'm trying to say. It can be
DJ.
Yeah, like if I see a girl working at McDonald's or some shit like that.
You see more than I know.
Yeah. Or I didn't try to help one OnlyFans model. Like, I'm like, damn, you don't got to do this shit. You don't have to show your pussy on the internet, you know? Just send it around and there's Cash App. You don't have to put it on the internet.
What happened to her?
She's still doing her OnlyFans shit. You can subscribe.
And that's what I was saying. People going to do what the fuck they want to do anyway.
But some people are doing what they don't want to do. They doing what's in front of them.
Nah, yeah.
That's the thing. No, the thing. No.
That's how I feel.
I'm
too,
just telling, like, right. I mean, you're like, not. Right. And that's what somebody asked me. How you know when you made it? You made it when you do what the fuck you want to do.
Facts.
It ain't that's about real. Money, about who behind you. Facts. You wake up every day and do what the fuck you want to do. You made it.
That's real.
Yeah,
that's
so. Facts. Like that. Like, you know, I know a bum every day. He said, I made it. I'm like, you did. If that's what you want to do. He said, hell yeah. I don't want shit on me.
How you deal with people that always make excuses?
You don't have to deal with them.
How do you? Like, it was a family member. No.
I feel like you got to have that heart-to-heart conversation. And if it don't go nowhere, you got to remove yourself. So, but you got to let them know.
Yeah.
So, that's one thing to really do.
Yeah, to really
let them know that. How you deal with, like, child support? I'm just saying, how do you feel like a man should deal with it? And they take care of the kids. Shit. And he's still staying with his baby mama. They together in a relationship and he on child support with her.
Ooh, hell. Who doing that? You? You doing that?
Nah, I know somebody, but I know I should
probably change her.
Nah. No, basically they in a relationship, but he on child support. Should I answer it?
This shit blowing up. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Can you fucking answer?
I'm gonna be up late. We on the show right now. You want to say something? We on Big Facts. You on speakerphone.
I don't understand why somebody has to keep calling somebody motherfucking phone 13 times. That's so fucking rude.
What else is he gonna do when he's getting interviewed?
Yeah.
He's scared of hell. Look at him.
Nah, so basically what they're saying is I ain't got an Atlanta day, so I can't be picking up my phone when I'm doing Atlanta shit. So
you ain't got a what?
Atlanta day. Like, I ain't got that respect to just pick up a phone during, you know, important shit.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Okay, all right. I like that song too. Okay. All right, well, we about to be done, okay? And I'm going to call right back. All right, mama. Uh-huh. That's my auntie. What?
Bruh, you are such a liar.
I knew shit. They said they need answers. About what? When
I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, like, what's some important what's some important jewels that y'all can leave with? Like, you know, somebody like me that's young and chasing my dreams. What can y'all give me?
Keep going. You doing
it. I mean, that's lazy as hell. What's on there? Like, give me some.
Keep going.
I think you should go back to your hometown.
See, you right at my dream.
What you got?
Just pick up the phone for your auntie. That's all I can say.
Right, I'm not gonna lie. Nah, I'm gonna get my date.
How you just remain calm like that?
Nah, because what I'm learning is you got to let people do what they got to do and you got to still be you. Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. So it's just like self-control. Like, do you really got to control yourself? Because do you?
Yeah. Now
so, okay. So if somebody slapped you, you wouldn't do nothing either, right? Because I wouldn't.
Nah,
so that's what?
Nah, for what?
I'm saying if they slap you, just sit there and let it happen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, like you did your thing. Like, yeah, what else could you do to me? You
know?
All right. 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 Nah, because that's you can't control me. Like, you feel me? I don't have to respond. You hit me because you want me to hit you back. I'm not doing that.
So you saying turn the other... I don't believe what? That for neither one of y'all.
What?
I don't believe neither one of y'all. Just slap and just turn the other.
What?
Nah. I don't think. I mean, it's not right. I'm gonna let them know you fucked up when you did that one. But you know, you got it.
You're not gonna side on that.
No, it's not because I don't have to do. That's what they expect. I don't do what people expect.
Y'all involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
No, because you're a follower. You still ain't, you ain't got self-control.
Yeah,
you
don't know I don't how to control yourself. I have self-control, and I'm a follower. And I'm a...
How can you tell when a nigga gets serious? Like, you know how you walking up on the floor? Like, we about to slap such in the gym.
When they pull their pants up, anytime a nigga do that, it's about to go down. So just...
That white man said, I beg your pardon?
Yeah, or anything like that.
When they go to fix their pants and shit, like, yeah, they ready to fight.
I know in Atlanta when somebody say, fuck nigga. So when they say that, you bound to get slapped. So just trying to stay away.
I mean, well, what the fuck did they say in Kansas?
They really don't say shit. They just go to cars. They don't fight out there. They just try to shoot. They're not a fighting city. Yeah, it's not a fighting city out there. Mm.
How you keep that? One of your signatures is keeping that straight face. Like, how you keep that straight face even in the middle? Everybody could be laughing and you just keep a straight face and say some shit.
Like, I'm a liar.
Like, do you practice that in the mirror?
No, it happens when you lie. I know how to lie. That's it. Yeah.
Passionate lie.
Yeah. You lose a 20, I hope you find it. I got it the whole time.
That's Robin.
No, it's not. No, that's misplacing because you should have knew where your shit was.
I thought you didn't curse.
No, your shit, well, that's just an item. It's not a cuss word. Your shit.
Also, it's a noun and not an adjective?
Mm-hmm.
You said you lick your finger
when you eat hot chips. No, I asked you, did you do that? It's going to come out. Don't say that shit. The interview coming out. It's coming out. Yeah, you might as well go
ahead. Ice cream, hot chips.
Nah, that was a dope interview.
A boo-boo bomb.
Nah. Nah, when you see the video, you go, nah. When y'all watch that video, it's dope. That was a good interview. Like, it really got a lot of shit to talk about. But that was the old him, y'all, when he had goals. So.
Yeah.
So
he
get no man.
Yeah. Hiking and shit.
Yeah. So how do you feel about BBWs?
I don't have nothing to do with that.
What's that?
Hmm? Big,
nah, BBW.
Is that big, beautiful women?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yeah, big girl.
What do you feel about them? You just don't care to work with them or nothing, huh? I'm just always, I look at one woman. Yeah. No, I'm just saying this in general, not like sexual. Like,
you feel like
you talking about like Jay. That's what he said. He's saying like work with them. That's what he said.
Jay's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so you label her as a BBW?
No, I said she's my fam.
But
he said
no, I'm just saying. We just trying to figure out. So no, is there any BBWs in the room? Y'all can speak.
No, he said that.
I mean, I like them.
You like to work with them? Or you like
no, I like them. They heavy. You can pick them up, do shit. You know, they always got food. That's it. I'm a little nigga. They be there. They just be upset a lot, you know, because you come home with late in their car, you know. You don't put gas in it until they take back up.
Goodness.
But they fuck with you.
Are they under appreciated?
Nah, they got young. They got good pussy. They good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
They good.
Damn.
They just be aggressive, you know. Like, chill out. Relax.
I don't know how your mind went there.
Hey, what that dude that, I think he was the executive producer, so the other dude who was on the show?
You talking about Matt?
The old man?
Matt, that's the one that I was fucking with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you got some good patience. We were trying to fuck with you. You got good patience. It didn't work out. That's what's saying. People like, do they know about that? I'm like, nah, they don't, because we was trying to fuck with him and make him mad, but he was actually chill as fuck. My name is Sahidi.
I'm saying he going with you. Mm-hmm. And you said fuck breakbeat too. Hmm?
You see what I mean? Like Gemini's, they got like, he knew what he wanted me to say to get to that. Like he already had a plan. Like, it's like the whole shit ever. Like, but we do it. It's like some police that shit. They know what they gonna say. And it's like, yeah, if he say this, and they gonna find a way around it. Like, I didn't answer that question. He got me to say it. He didn't mention what he wanted to say. He didn't give a fuck about Matt. He just wanted me to talk about breakbeat. That's crazy.
Say that.
Yeah.
And he ate the bait.
He y'all a good combination.
Right? Yeah, we are. And then go back to breakbeat. Huh?
Yeah, know what I'm saying? Oh, he worked with breakbeat.
I wouldn't say fuck them. It's just something.
He worked with breakbeat though, Matt.
they, I can't talk. I don't know how to say somebody else's shit. I don't know what they got going on.
Oh, okay.
I know
so he's not part of the mindset?
Nah, we did business together.
Yeah. So he's like an independent contractor.
Fuck break beat, fuck all
of it. Fuck Kansas, fuck everything.
Come on, twin.
Y'all gonna chop this off. Okay. Yeah. But other than that, man, I just feel like, you know, it's a great day.
These niggas are tired, man.
I really fuck with y'all. Like, it was a great ass. Like, you know.
You're a free agent. I'm saying. Good for people to know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird. You know how to answer a proper question. Why they ain't got you right here? Him over here. Why they gotta have a good one over there? Yeah, I see. Yeah.
What happened with that shit though, for real?
It's just, you know. Shit. There's a lot of shit, you know. Real fuck, man. That's all right.
So basically, they can sue you if you say fuck.
Nah. I'm just learning to protect my energy. I ain't gonna speak that out.
So what you, like, you scared or something?
No, I'm just learning, like, to just stay positive. You ain't gonna say fuck them. You can just walk away.
Okay, so if you can't say fuck them, what happened?
What else on Break Beat besides your shit?
Besides
on Break TV, that was your shit, right?
Yeah, you got Don't Call Me White Girl. Shout out to her. Y'all got Brick on here.
Yeah,
don't bring.
Yeah,
I met her at the Cypher at the BET.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Nah, this y'all want some shit? Yeah, do that shit. Y'all doing her, like, really do her like that. It's gonna be a show. This shit gonna be all over TikTok.
She still on that?
Yeah, she's still on it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, shout out to her. And then they got Bill Bellamy.
Bill Bellamy?
Yeah, he got a show on there too. Yeah. And bring him on here too, Above a Dub. So shout out to all them. So they all on there too.
Okay.
You see bigger experts, you got bigger plans.
Nah, that's big plans. You know, that's plans. Whatever you do, that's still plans. You know?
I don't
use the word bigger. I just use the word work kind of thing. You know?
Hollering in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I think it's that time.
Like a ghost in a haunted house.
I think it's that time.
What the fuck was that? They give me out of here, man.
I gave y'all a benefit of the doubt this episode, and y'all really put me in the hot seat. I really thought this was going to be like a family reunion.
And we doubted your benefit, so I guess we're on the same boat.
I did. It's not fuck Kansas City. It's not fuck Breakbeat. There it is. That's what it is.
So you just fuck anybody. Your age is just pure. Right?
No, I don't use that word. It's not fuck anybody. I feel like.
So what about that lady who didn't accept your invitation to change her life and take her off OnlyFans?
No, it's not fuck her. No, it's just, you know, keep pushing. Keep pushing people.
If she call and say she ready for shit. If she call you back, can the office still stand?
I'm in a whole relationship. I'm working some shit out with God, you know. So me and him getting on the right track. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm working with. Like, we got something going on.
You in a relationship with
ain't
God?
Ain't shit on that. Don't touch it. What you say?
You in a relationship with God?
Professional,
yeah.
He never on the streets. I look professional, bro. The new TV shit.
You should have had a paper in your head.
I got the logo on the back.
Yeah. Well, y'all that watch the show, don't be shit on there with him, especially on his side. You got some shit. I fuck with you. You just don't care.
I don't know what he got.
Nah, he got some shit over there.
I don't know what he got.
He do. Or at least he memorizes shit. Oh, yeah.
I'm just asking regular shit.
Rememberize? Yeah. Same shit, different word.
I think Matt should work together.
Yeah. I feel like we should work together too.
And bring
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, like, you know, I just feel like sometimes this show can just need two hosts, you know?
Two hosts?
Yeah, two hosts.
Who
should be out of a job? No, I just feel like somebody could, you know, pass out waters and shit. They can still keep a job. Just get them out of here, you know?
That's
crazy. You trying to get them for your shit.
Huh?
You trying to get
them
for your shit. I
seen
that shit.
What's I eat them up. Oh, yeah. She's an asshole. So if you want to do some fucked up shit, just hire her. You know?
That's what I thought about. We had fun. We had fun with that shit. We got some more shit coming.
Yeah, she's an asshole. Yeah. You a good dude, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What?
Ready to go eat some ice cream and shit.
He ran out eating scream freaky.
You want to get some ice cream? There's
a brownie boy.
See, I know you're supposed to be laughing. All right.
It's fucked up, man.
Nah, y'all funny.
What's next for you, bro?
Shit, leaving here? Nah, stand up. And I got some shit with Netflix. Okay. So I was just in LA working with them. So I got a project coming up, a movie.
So you ready to Hollywood, baby? Keep it real.
Yeah, Kansas.
Nah, I'm trying to get the money to bring it back to Kansas. Kansas City. You got me saying, you got it. I done fucked up. Huh?
You went Hollywood. That nigga do soon they get in.
Nah, but you gotta get in, but you still gotta be, you still gotta get back to what you gotta get back to. You know? Once I get my big check, I'm gonna come back here and bless everybody.
Back here?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All
the slim people gonna get blessed. You know?
By the time you get your money, I'll be in that category.
Give me some too. I'm waiting.
Hey, what you mean by the time?
I'm trying to actually
Who you taking out, guys?
Nah, my daughter. I'm trying to get her down here. So,
oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna invite you to the show and get you in
the game. Yeah. Kids gonna come there, they'd be going crazy.
Yeah.
Nah.
Would you be happy? I'll get you
up. All right. Listen, you got
something
big.
He said he was in a relationship with God.
You got something big. I want you to start traveling with it, though.
Cool.
Let's do it.
You always say that shit. Mm-hmm.
No, I told you that. No, I told y'all, like, man, that's big. Like,
you told Blake the same shit. Junior probably done on this. You know how this shit go. Nigga be doing the same thing. I'm Gemini 2. We born the same day.
No, not that. I wouldn't say just be saying anything. It sound good at the moment. You know, words are like decorations. You can say it right there. I'll be the decoration. So that's it. She's like a Christmas tree, you know?
That shit look the good and sound good. Put it right there.
Right? A tree is for what reason on Christmas? I don't know. Just look good right there. You know?
Nah, but I think you dope,
man. Nah, I appreciate
all
you.
All the way, 100%.
The energy is good, you know? Over here. You know?
I seen you on
Album
22 shit.
Yeah, I let him know that I wasn't happy with that nigga.
Why?
Nah, just for what he do and how he do the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And people know. Like, he just, but we let him do that to us. Like, he just starts shit up and sparks shit up. So I let him know, yeah. I ain't really with that shit. Him just, you know, bringing us on there. But at the same time, we do go on there and do that, you know, so. Mm-hmm. But I just had to let him know how I feel about him. I feel good about that.
That's what's up. Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Funny Marco, any words for the people, the fans, the supporters, some games, some anything, some motivation before you start?
When you come on here, be prepared.
We ain't even do shit.
It's a white day.
I know. Especially with you. Me and you good. So if you didn't like me, you would have gave me hell or just smoke and not give a fuck. But you don't smoke no more. You a nigga that just smoke and don't care about the guests, but you don't smoke no more. So it's cool.
And why everybody be saying that shit?
No, you just start smoking, bro. It don't care.
You like nigga just, you can tell a nigga, like, that woman should start wearing glasses, man.
You already wear them.
No, I'm just saying, like, people be thinking that I don't fuck with the guests when they be here, when I don't stay there. I just be, they do they
fine. Yeah.
You go off of energy, that's the thing. You an energy type of nigga. Yeah. I don't know what she got going on. And he do what's like, you know, I'm going to get a people what they want. So that's what says it can just be two people here. It would be much better, you know? But sometimes she's just decoration.
Yeah. Decoration rules the nation.
Yeah.
High five,
guys. Damn, shot me. But nah, I want y'all to watch this all the way through. This is really dope. So if you made it this far, fuck you.
Fuck him. Fuck
look at him.
Look. Go ahead and say it for the end.
Fuck all his fans, bro.
Nah, it's some good people out there.
Somebody say fuck you.
Hmm?
If somebody say fuck you, you still not.
It's happening.
Shit, you know him.
Nah, it's okay.
You already said it's happening. That's the truth, bro. It's,
he already said
you
got to
accept it. I mean, the thing is, you got, you know, in GTA. But some shit you just gotta, you know, shit is just going on. You can't feed into a lot of shit, you know.
True.
To be successful in life, you gotta let some shit go.
Yeah.
And then what Nipsey say, like, every response don't need an answer, you feel me? So that's one thing that just kind of like stick to me. Like, that's true. So,
real shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big shouts out to Funny Marco pulling up the big fat.
Shout out to y'all. Hold on. Well, I gotta leave my own clap. Y'all don't fuck with me like that.
We'll use it on clap. I know. Yeah, I fuck with Twitter. Hit my Twitter. Check us out at www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute!
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.